1944, or whenever you want to mark it historically. The fact that there are men that are opposing the correct understanding of the glorious land is unfortunate, but it's time for the Reformation. It's time for the revival. It's time for those men to reconsider why they've come to this conclusion and set it aside and come into unity with the message for the hour, the message that's warning Adventism that probation is about to close. So please understand that I know many of these men that are pushing this error. I know who they're associated with, and this isn't a personal thrust against their presentations of prophecy. It's an attempt to rally us as God's people to come up to the message, to get on board with the message that is telling God's people the Sunday law is about to arrive, and that there's a work of preparation that needs to take place among God's people before that time period, that they may be prepared to clarify the issues between Sabbath and Sunday when it hits. I'd challenge those that have been looking at the glorious land as the Seventh-day Adventist Church to reason some of these thoughts that we've just shared through. Reason them through in the scriptures, spirit of prophecy, and through prayer, and see if the message that is the message for Adventism in the last six verses of Daniel 11 has to do with the very message of Adventism, the three angels' message. It isn't a message about the Seventh-day Adventist Church being conquered by the Catholic Church after the Soviet Union collapses in 1989.